Thank you for tuning in.
This is your host with the most. This is Rick. And you're listening to Rick's Place Podcast. Definitely happy Thursday. For some people who are educators like myself, sometimes days like this, you need to get on the podcast and vent a little bit. It wasn't a bad day today. We did lose a legend running back, O.J. Simpson. If you didn't know who he is, because you're a younger crowd, he was the, if you watch on Netflix, you saw the O.J. case, which some schools do push because of the fact it is something that he was acquitted of murder of his wife and her friend. You know, some people think, have jokes and say things like, OJ did it. If you ask my opinion, I think he did do it. I think he got off with murder. I think his defense team was great, you know. But he did pass away. He lost the battle of cancer at the age of 76. But let's don't talk about what he did wrong. Let's talk about what he did. As I was a child growing up, I used to watch him on this TV show that was funny. Well, it was actually a movie that was funny called Naked Gun. Naked Gun to us was like Scary Movie with Marlon Wayne or the Wayne brothers. It was like that. It was just an early version of it, and it was funny. Did the running back for the Buffalo Bills. He also starred in a movie called Roots. It's a series. I think every African-American or white American who does not understand African-Americans to see what that story is about. But he was playing as Kunta Kinte's stepfather, I think. Kunta wanted to date OJ's daughter or something like that. But you need to check it out, man. It's been a long time since we spoke to each other, you know. I got a little Twitter feeds. I do want to appreciate the ones who still say things like, hey, I know you're not on Twitter a lot. Hey, I know you're not doing a podcast a lot. But we're thankful for to go back and listen to old podcasts and laugh and cry and listen to one person speak about what's going on inside of town. And I do appreciate y'all for that. Nothing really changed. We did get some promotions in. We got Puma. Team Puma. So I will be putting codes out there on Twitter that will, you know, be used for you. You can use it for your wife, your son, your daughter, your husband. If you like working out, got a couple workout things out there, like training shoes. And it's not for me, but when you use that code, I do get a percentage, okay? Let me be honest. I will get a percentage, but that percentage is going to go back into the podcast, okay? So all of a sudden, we got Jay Shoots. So you're looking for a guy who can take great pictures, great editing. We got Jay Shoots. We have Puma. And when the show starts back in June, we are definitely going back to the greatness. We're going back to a show every Saturday. We're going to do a video blog, and we're going to do a late night show. So some things you're going to watch the video and hear again for the Twitter people, you know. Understand that this is a podcast, okay? This is my opinion. I listen to your opinion. I respond back to your opinion, not in a funny or a crazy way, but just to let you know, hey, you know, I'm listening. You know, I think the best one advice-wise I got on the podcast from a young lady, I got to ask her today, did she mind me putting her information out there on Twitter so that y'all can follow her as well. She's very great at what she do. She's doing big things. She was telling me that she loves the way that I just keep it raw. And what she meant by keeping raw, she said a lot of podcasters do keep their stuff raw, but it is a local person, no celebrity, and she loved listening to what we have to say. So I definitely want to get her information, her feedback, so that we can keep going to, you know, going the circle. Now for me, I listen to people like Shannon Sharp, Skip Bayless, Kevin Garnett, Mason Cameron, Kevin Hart. You know, I listen to the things they say, and it's good information, but it's not information that you need to hear. Like, for an example, LeBron James, Michael Jordan. This is a debate, okay? You would never see LeBron James and Michael Jordan play against each other. Now, you can catch them one day shooting around. Michael's getting older. They both play for two different eras, okay? Michael played for an era where the center didn't shoot three-pointers. They want to block your shot, dunk on you. It was a center league. Michael Jordan came in the league in 84. Some of y'all listeners weren't even born, okay? But he came in 84, and he was something different to the NBA. He was a young kid out of North Carolina College, and he can jump high, he can run fast, he can shoot, he can do all these things that they weren't doing back then. And back then, he didn't have help, but he was a leading scorer. He was always on a first-team defense ballot. And once he got help, which his co-worker, his teammate, who was a great player as well, got on the team, him and Michael dominated for the 90s, okay? Now, Michael has a killer instinct. If it's 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 1 second left in a game, Michael wants the ball. He's probably 50-60% that he's going to win the game. But he makes people better. LeBron James came straight out of high school. He was a phenom. He's like 6'8", 6'9". He already had a body built of an NBA player. He can jump. He couldn't shoot that good. His jumper now is better than it was when he first started. But he could dunk on anybody. And he broke so many records in the NBA that people are calling him the GOAT. Well, let me go ahead and put an end to that on this show, okay? So, when you're talking about the GOAT, the greatest of all times, okay? I have the pleasure to watch Michael play. I was born in 1980. So, in 84, he went to the Bulls. So I've seen his career, and I'm watching as LeBron's career comes to an end. And I personally can't say that LeBron's better than Michael Jordan, because sometimes a player is so good that everybody hates him. And that's how we felt about Michael. I was a Knicks fan and a Charlotte Hornets fan because I'm from North Carolina. And Michael destroyed us. Michael Jordan destroyed us. I don't want to get on stats and say, hey, Michael won 6 championships. LeBron won 4. LeBron lost his championship. I'm not going to get into all that. Okay? Because when you get into all that, you're doing extra. And extra is not always good. But what I can say and what I will agree to is that both guys are GOATs. Their era, both guys are GOATs in their era. We have to stop comparing people. But let's be smart. Kobe Bryant played at the end of Michael's career. Kobe Bryant played at the end of LeBron's career. So why we keep leaving Kobe Bryant out of this equation? Kobe Bryant came in mocking his game, his pattern after Michael Jordan. But I would call Kobe Bryant Michael Jordan 2.0 because he shoot better than Michael. He shot better threes than Michael. But he had the same killer mentality like Michael. Now, LeBron, he's more passive. I look at LeBron like a better Magic Johnson. But we're not going to really get into that and nitpick on who did well, who did this. Off the court, on the court, things of that sort. Michael is a GOAT. LeBron is a GOAT. Okay? When it comes to Hall of Fame, LeBron is a Hall of Famer. Michael just in the penthouse of the Hall of Fame house. LeBron, if I had a mountain Rushmore, but it was just for basketball players, Magic goes on there. Michael goes on there. Larry Bird goes on there. And these are old heads I'm talking about. Game changers, okay, y'all? Understand that. Kobe Bryant goes on there. Shaquille O'Neal goes on there. LeBron James have to go on there. He's a game changer. We're not breaking down point guard, shooting guard. Everybody has some good players. That's why the NBA is still lasting. I just felt like, my opinion, there are GOATs. And then there's men who change the game. Let's take that argument and let's put it into WWE. Everybody has The Rock, Stone Cold, The Undertaker, Ric Flair. Everybody can say who were the GOAT in those days, right? But then you have to say Hulk Hogan is the greatest. If you look at the things that Hulk Hogan changed, you also got to look at the fact that Hulk Hogan as well had young kids taking vitamins. He had the Hulk vitamin, but nothing but multivitamins that he was saying take to get stronger. So you got to look at all the senses of everybody going to pick and choose and argue over who the best, who's the GOAT, who's the best dunker, who's the best this, who's the best that. And that's what makes the sport great. If you're going to argue about who's the best, that's what makes the sports great. And we're already at the 13-minute mark of this podcast. And I am the host with the most. Now, do I think that my podcast is the best? Yeah, I suppose so. And when June hits, you're going to see why. Because we're going to keep pushing this envelope that our podcast is your opinion. It just comes from somebody who only played certain sports. That's the opinion you're getting. You get my opinion coming from a high school player, but also played college football. Okay? So I believe in a lot of things will get better. I also think that there's no other school in my area better than the high school I coach football at. I think they're better football and basketball programs, but the school in general, this school is great. This school is diverse. This school is a place where you want to learn and get better. But that's just a small part of the problem. Now, this podcast has started not because I decided I wanted everybody to hear my voice. This podcast started because I was in a situation where I had no one to talk to. I was in a situation where I saw an app that said, hey, you can use this podcast. I don't want to be rich off this podcast. But what I want from this podcast, I want to be able to touch somebody that don't live in this state and let them know, hey, this is my opinion. to have over 1,400 people following me on Instagram, over 700 on Twitter, and I can't remember, 3,000 plus on Facebook. This podcast is needed. I will do a video soon. The podcast has switched over to Spotify. So now, once Spotify allows us to play music from local artists such as Wes Wonder or J30, then we're going to do that, you know? But until then, I'm here. And this is just a small podcast, just talk about things. We're going to get large, but we're going to keep continue. Tonight, the first night, we're back in the gym. So we're back in the weight room. So I'm going to be talking about that as more and put more emphasis on what's going on in the weight room as well. I do have a goal to reach, and that's 250 pounds. I got small goals in between that, but I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to tell you about it. We're going to keep talking about the podcast and try and get better. Other than that, like I say, I'm going to start putting up my codes for Puma so that you can be able to order stuff for yourself without being a member. The stuff go back to the podcast. I'll be posting everything that I purchased from the podcast. We have, like I said, we got a gentleman who takes pictures. He's making T-shirts. I will be getting my Rick's Place podcast hoodie on, walk around this summer. Just join me doing putting out new music, new clean music. It won't be me, but we're doing it. So once again, I'm your host with the most. We are almost at the 17-minute mark. I love you. Stay focused. That solar energy came by to change you, to make you better. Christ is Lord, and I'm out.